In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Greetings and salutations, all you ex-hippies out there. Today I dug deep into the bowels of psychedelic music.
Oh, for joy, for joy.
You know, I was going over the list of songs that I would like to play, and I actually found three songs that I had never heard before.
There's probably a good reason why you never heard them.
No.
And my reason why I may have to leave the room.
No, these are good songs.
I'll give you the first song. And if I don't like it, I will leave by the second song. How's that?
Okay, that's fair enough.
Is that fair?
They're all winners. It's fair enough. Okay.
They're all winners?
Yes.
Oh, that must be really good then.
Well, the first song that I'm going to do is by the Balloon Farm.
Balloon Farm?
You heard me.
Oh.
They are an American musical act from New Jersey, and they took its name from a New York nightclub. They are best known for their one-hit wonder, which made the Billboard charts in February 1968, peaking in the top 40. probably at number 39 and 7/8, but they did make it into the top 40. Now, they
you
did
pick,
have...
You pick on my song, because I'm sorry, mine are way up there compared to yours.
Well, this group did have a follow-up single called Hurry Sundown, but unfortunately it flopped. And the record company canceled their contract before they had a chance to record an album. So they really were a one-hit wonder.
Wow.
I know. Listen to A Question of Temperature.
There's a sudden rise in the mercury. There's a thumping in my heart. It just had to be. Heat wave, hurricane whirling in my head. Cool disposition just hanging by a thread. Is it a question of love? Is it a state of mind? No, 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 no.
It's a question of. It's a question of. It's a question of. It's a question of
temperature. Yeah. The morning, go to sleep at night with the fever.
Fever,
yeah.
Fever.
She says, I won't hang you up, and I said, baby, I believe you.
Believe you.
Sure. Is it a question of love? Is it a state of mind? No, 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 no.
It's a question of. It's a question of. It's a question of. It's a question of.
A deal with you.
The doctor says I've got a very low resistance. Non-stop elevator pushing to the top. No second chance for a temperature drop.
Is it a question of love? Is it a state of mind? No, 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 no.
It's a question of. It's a question of. It's a question of. It's a question of.
Of temperature. Yeah.
Okay, it didn't make my ears bleed.
See?
But I can see why the record company dropped them after that song.
Well,
you complain about my songs, but at least my songs hit the charts, okay?
This
high
one,
up there. I'm
this
sorry.
This one just squeaked by. 39 7/8 on a top 40.
And what's this? This noise in the, it's like,
that's psychedelic, man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, did you realize that in 1962, AT&T introduces the touch tone telephones?
No, I didn't.
And playing in the background right now is how you had to dial the old timey phones with the little dial and the clicks and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
How about that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, that questionable song was so out there.
Hey.
Let's close the gap with my first song today, which is an RIAA million-selling gold-certified single. Oh. Can you say that about your songs, my love?
Oh, big whoop. Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, eat your heart out. It was performed by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Oh, no.
Instrumental backing by members of the Wrecking Crew and was released in 1968. The song hit number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100. Number 2. Put that in there. For 3 weeks.
Oh.
Here's Young Girl.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. With all the charms of a woman, you've kept the secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love, and now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. Beneath your perfume and makeup, you're just a baby in disguise. And though you she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind, 'cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Well, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better love.
Isn't that a great song?
No, it's a sappy song.
In 1963, Dr. Michael DeBakey uses an artificial heart to take over the functions of a heart during surgery. This made life-saving open-heart surgery possible.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
Pretty cool.
We were around then.
Yes, we were.
We're old.
Yes, we are.
Oh, shut up.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
There's no other box of facial tissues like this. Scotty's new Magic Oval Box. Only Scotty's give you tissues that float up gently, one at a time, and come out in neat handfuls, too, because there's a magic oval inside every new Scotty's box. Only Scotty's Magic Oval can give you tissues that float up smooth and easy. No tugging, no tearing, no extra tissues tagging along. And Scotty's Magic Oval does even more. It lets you reach in for tissues by the handful, all neatly folded, just right for pocket or purse. Scotty's new Magic Oval box is pretty, too. And inside, soft, strong, sneeze-proof Scotty's. Remember, for tissues that float up smoothly and come out in neatly folded handfuls, look for Scotty's pretty new Magic Oval box, the only one of its kind.
You'll need those for all the songs I'm playing today.
I'm sorry, excuse me. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the wayback machine to the year
1963. On November 22nd, 1963, President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. 2 days later, his accused killer, Lee Harvey Oswald, is shot and killed by Jack Ruby. Listen to the breaking news right now.
The president's car is now turning onto Elm Street, and it will be only a matter of minutes before he arrives at the trademark. It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route. There's numerous people running up the hill alongside Elm Street, there by the Simmons Freeway. Several police officers are rushing up the hill at this time. Stand by just a moment, please. Something has happened in the motorcade route. Stand by, please. Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound. I repeat, a shooting in the motorcade in the downtown area. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound.
White House Press Secretary Malcolm Kilduff has just announced that President Kennedy died at approximately 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, which is about 35 minutes ago, after being shot by an unknown assailant during a motorcade drive through downtown Dallas.
New York renames its Idlewild Airport JFK Airport in memory of the assassinated president way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Decaffeinated Caffeine, for people who like feeling nervous and wide awake, but hate running to the bathroom all the time.
That's you a know, cute one.
That is. You know, I don't want to say that Nancy's last song stunk, but...
Gee, my thanks.
My next song is by Southwest FOB. It is a 1960s psychedelic rock group from Dallas, Texas. Perhaps they're best remembered because they featured Dan Seals and John Coley, who later found great success as a duo, England Dan and John Ford Coley. They did that song, "But I Really Like to See You Tonight." I'm sure you remember that. No, you don't. You look at it with this blank look on your face.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anyway, this song was released in September of 1968, and it reached number 56 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Huh? Oh, mine was a million selling gold certified single, and yours is just...
Now, please enjoy The Smell of Incense. Wow, man.
He stood as still as the shadows of stone. She stood on the edge of my mind.
I tried to push her away. I shut and locked the door. Her eyes grew large and asking,
and the smell of incense fills her room. Expectation. What happened to her childhood dreams? The sidewalk smothers us tomorrow.
And the smell of incense fills her room.
On your bell bottoms and tie-dye t-shirt and you're good to go.
I think the Billboard 100 was very nice to them. Giving them 56, because I would 56? Have them down at 99 and 9 100.
Wait to hear the next one.
Oh, God. Now that smelly music is over with.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Follow me as I tell you about this next song of mine that was first recorded in 1961 by Frank Porcel as an instrumental titled Chariot. The song achieved its widest success when it was covered by Little Peggy March in 1963. It reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. On April 27th, 1963, making 15-year-old Little Peggy March the youngest female artist to have a U.S. chart-topping single. Here's I Will Follow Him.
I will follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can't keep me away. I must follow him. Ever since he touched my hand, I knew. Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can keep me away, away from my love. I love him, I love him, I love him, and when he goes, I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow. He'll always be my true love, my true love, my true love, from now until forever.
will follow him. Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high you can't keep me away, away from my love. And where he goes, I follow, I follow, I follow. I know I'll always love him, I love him, I love him. And where he goes,
I just can't take those sappy songs. What is this, Sappy Song Day?
You need lots of tissues, don't lots, you, my
lots,
love?
Lots of tissues.
Lots of tissues. In 1963, the Beatles' first hit, I Wanna Hold Your Hand, is released. This started the British invasion.
Yes, it did. Now you got gum all over the microphone.
Oh, clean up in Studio A. Yeah.
Well, use all those tissues on your eyes that are all teary from Nancy's songs, because my next song will be a real eye-opener. Wait, it's coming.
Okay.
This was a song by the group Naz.
What weird names you have for your groups. I mean, you had the Southwest FOB, uh-huh, and then you had the Balloon Farm, and now Naz?
You know, it's not easy to find these things, you know. Well, Naz was Naz was an American rock band from the 60s, duh. And it was band was formed in Philadelphia in 1967 by Todd Rundgren. Now, you may know him from...
Yes,
did this,
I know him.
Hello, it's me. La, 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 la.
Yeah, keep your singing to yourself. Thank you very much. I want to hear good music. Well, maybe I'd rather hear your singing.
Okay, now this song... this song... peaked at number 112 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wait, it's the Billboard 100. How can it be 112?
They missed it by this.
That's pretty bad.
It's number 112. I give you Open My Eyes.
Life.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say- Say hello.